Morning Watch. Living in and with the Divine Trinity. Week 4. Living with the Divine Trinity. 1. Living with Christ as Emmanuel. Having the resurrected Christ living in us. Friday. Related verses. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner." Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Psalms 103:8-9. Jehovah is compassionate and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in loving-kindness. He will not always contend with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all respects like us, yet without sin. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Romans 13:14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Colossians 3:12-14. Put on therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another, if anyone should have a complaint against anyone. Even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. And over all these things put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. Related reading. The one who created Adam came to be a man and lived a human life in resurrection. He denied his natural humanity. He never did anything out of himself. We also should not do anything in our natural life, but in Christ's resurrection life. Jesus was living and walking on this earth in his flesh, but he rejected this flesh. He rejected his natural life. Some people are charming, attractive, and cherishing in their natural humanity by birth. Those who are charming in their natural humanity, however, are not real. When you get close to a charming man, you will find out that he actually is not that charming. To cherish people in our natural humanity is not genuine. This is why we must cherish people in the humanity of Jesus. The Lord's charming and cherishing are not natural, but are by his resurrection life and humanity. Jesus was in resurrection before he was resurrected. He was a person living a human life in resurrection. Not by himself, but by another source, that is his Father. Thus, he could say that when he spoke, that was the Father working within him. He was one with the Father. If we live such a life today, a life in humanity by resurrection, everyone will realize that there is something different about us. We will be sweet, charming, and attractive, without deception or hypocrisy. When we visit people, we must have the Lord's presence. His presence is a charming factor, and that presence comes from the cross plus resurrection. We must be a person on the cross and in resurrection. Then we will have the real presence of the triune God with us, and that presence is resurrection. The Lord Jesus was a Jew, who no doubt bore a Jewish countenance. He had Jewish blood and Jewish flesh with a human life and nature. But he lived by another life in his human life. This other life is the divine life. Because he lived the divine life in his human life became mystical, a mystery. Out from his human life came something divine. Whatever the Lord did on earth in those 3.5 years was a sign, signifying something. Every miracle was a sign. The Lord's feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish was a miracle. The disciples must have been excited when they saw such a great thing, but afterward, the Lord directed them to pick up all the fragments that were left over. That was also a sign. The Lord was divine and mystical. In John 8, a sinful woman was brought to the Lord. Eventually, he said to her, "Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more." The Lord Jesus was God expressed, yet he would not condemn a sinner. He was a divine and mystical person living in the divine and mystical realm, doing everything in a divine and mystical way. We should be such persons. Those around us should have the feeling that there is something extraordinary about us. This extraordinary thing is divine and mystical. We all need to be discipled by the Lord to be divine and mystical persons. The followers of Christ were discipled through Christ's human living on the earth as the model of a God-man, living God by denying himself in humanity, revolutionizing their concept concerning man.